what happens when divine faithfulness is met with human unfaithfulness. So at this point in Paul's argument in Romans chapter 3, he raises a hard question. In verse 3, he asks, what if some were unfaithful? Does their faithlessness nullify the faithfulness of God? Paul's answer is a thunderous, by no means. Let God be true, though everyone were a liar. And this goes right along with what is written in Psalm 51, verse 4, which Paul quotes, David acknowledging that God is right in judging him. God's righteousness is not canceled by human disobedience. God's faithfulness does not depend upon our performance. If it did, redemption would collapse. And this is deeply encouraging. So God's promises are not suspended because of human inconsistency. He promised a redeemer. He promised a king from David's line. He promised a suffering servant. And he delivered, and he gave us Jesus Christ. Human failure did not derail divine purpose. Even when Israel rebelled, God remained faithful. Even when David sinned, God remained righteous. Even when we stumble, God remains true. Our unfaithfulness never outpaces God's faithfulness. Pray this prayer with me today. God, anchor my hope in your faithfulness and not in my fluctuating obedience. And here's two peoples that you can pray for today. David Marroquin and his family, our national changemakers in Guatemala. And also pray for the Inyanja LifeWord broadcast for the people of the Democratic Republic of Congo.